This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back. It's Sabres Live. Buffalo active on this day, dealing Dylan Cousins to the Ottawa Senators, along with Dennis Gilbert, and a second-round pick in 26 for Josh Norris and Jacob Bernard Docker. We're thrilled to be joined by Chris Baker on this day. As you've come to expect, Marty Baron is fulfilling his obligations to TSN on this trade deadline day. We hope he may drop in for a minute or two. Undoubtedly, they and us and everybody in the hockey world will be talking about the latest major deal that Sportsnet has reported right now. The Hurricanes, in fact, dealing recently acquired Mikko Rantanen to the Dallas Stars. This Jeff, producer Jeff, if we had the archives at the ready, it was only 2 weeks ago when I said to Marty, I'm not getting a good vibe about this. I think Dallas is the perfect fit. And so mark it down. First time in our 5 years of doing this show that I might have got one right. It's a huge, huge acquisition for the Dallas Stars. But what every one of these deals does, especially now that we're just over 2 hours away from the deadline, what's the domino effect? Has the balance changed in the East, in the Western Conference? What do the conference-leading Winnipeg Jets do in response? Who do they go after? Do they look at Buffalo? Do they look at, you know, this is where it gets super interesting. We were just talking, because it's been talked about for months, Elias Pettersson. But look at the contenders in the Western Conference now. How do they react, and who do they think they can take a good player from right now in a fair hockey trade and make themselves better? And I obviously, Buffalo has to be in that mix. You know, we heard Kevin Adams talk about this, Chris, that he wanted to be involved in big deals. Okay, he's made one. Cousins for Norris, but
yeah,
doesn't mean you're one and done either.
Now, there's a little bit of an arms race going on out west now, right? I mean, even like Brock Nelson last night going to Colorado. Yep. I mean, that's a pretty incredible deal. And boy, it sounds like that Dallas has already made significant progress on an extension with Rantanen too, right? For 8x12, which is incredible for him, right?
It's especially incredible because Colorado seemingly could have done that. And it's like, right, how did it disappear? Yeah.
Yep. And it's more, and this is more dollars in Rantanen's pocket with it coming in Texas just because of the taxation situation. So, I mean, he's really a big winner here at the deadline. It's like, yeah, who wins that deal?
Yep.
Rantanen. And we don't even know what the return is yet. The full, but no, it's going to be interesting to your point. I think that when, it's tough, right? Because there's so many moving pieces here. There's teams jockeying for position, caps going up. It puts more hockey trades on the table now because more term can be moved at the trade deadline that you've ever seen before. It's unique. I'm saying that unique again, not the other U word. But no, I think you're right. I think the teams are going to keep kicking the tires on an Alex Tuch right up until the deadline to try to get Kevin to move off him, right? Yeah. Really affordable player.
I agree.
It was going to make money, but again, with the cap going up, These teams are going to be more inclined to take a guy on and say, you know what, whatever he wants, they'll forecast what his next contract could look like. I'm using him as an example. Mm-hmm. And then you have players like JJ Paterka.
Yep. Well, that's the real key here. JJ's value continues to go up contractually, for sure, based on career high. He surpassed that last night. It's 51 points and counting. Beautiful goal against the Lightning. Unfortunately, that was the capper. It put them up 5-3. Late second period, major disappointment. And give up the game winner early in the third period and unable to push on the power play at the end. Sabres have dropped 5 in a row. They're in Florida tomorrow. We have our road crew party here in Lauderdale tonight. We're really looking forward to, you know, mingling with alumni and fans and just the continued support historically of this team and moving forward. So we'll all have a little bit more to talk about tonight based on the Dylan Cousins for Josh Norris deal. But Paterka specifically, this is especially now, Chris, because the Sabres have just acquired a forward who becomes their highest paid. Josh Norris has an annual AAV through the through the 29-30 season of 7.95. So for argument's sake, he's an $8 million player. Tage slots in behind. Zucker is after that because he gets a 2-year extension today at 4.75. And Alex Tuch is at the same number, but for only one more. How big a value is Tuch around the league? How does, you know, you've also got Greenway extended at $4 million a year. You have Ryan McLeod as an RFA. But it really gets interesting now when you focus on Paterka. Less so on Quinn, obviously, because we know the year he has had or not had statistically. But as an almost $900,000 player this year at the end of his entry level, what does JJ Paterka's next deal look like in your eyes for this team?
Yeah, coming into the season, I thought that he was probably trending in that 7 million direction, and I don't think he's really gotten off of that. I'm admittedly not a contract guy. It depends on the term, right? It depends on the term that he takes.
Yep.
If I'm really curious to see how those contract negotiations go.
Yep.
How they're finalized. I know Marty will have an opinion when we bring him in as well, but I think to your point, Paterka is going to be an invaluable asset to a team down the stretch. And I think also a team wanting to get him under control now and get him locked up before he, you know, even though he's RFA, there was that offer sheet potential that I think is really going to come into play with certain organizations that are going to have that ability to move some dollars around. And Kevin Adams has to assess that situation as well.
Yeah.
In his willingness to compete in that environment.
MB43, welcome back to your show.
What's up, Bates? How you doing, Duffer? I love the casualness. I should have taken my shirt and tie off. I should have just gone casual.
I've been waiting all week to support the Mercs because they've got a huge set against Laval tonight and tomorrow. And they, you know, I get so used to watching them on Wednesday nights. I've been deprived of that this week, so had to have the team colors there. But great to have you, Marty. Quick thought on the Norris for Cousins deal and what we were just talking about, how the spending moving forward on Buffalo's forward group will be impacted by this ongoing career year for JJ Paterka.
Well, Norris is a better point producer, better offensively than Dylan Cousins. The injury factor with Josh Norris is worrisome, but look, he's looked good this year. And I think that the Sabres have to hope that he stays healthy, but that's with everybody else, right? You're hoping Dahlin stays healthy. You're hoping Thompson stays healthy. You're hoping everybody stays healthy. I like Josh Norris as a player. I really like him. And Bernard Docker, I think, is going to come in and help stabilize the defense, more on the defensive side of the game. So I think that's good. Cousins, you know how I feel about Dylan. Dylan's a really good guy. Dylan has a lot of, you know, promises in his game, but it just has been falling flat the last 2 years. When you try to get him an offensive role, it doesn't come through. When you try to give him a defensive role, it doesn't come through. There was nothing.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them.
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell.
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That worked. The pieces didn't work so much so that Lindy Ruff earlier this year said, hey, maybe we got to move him to the wing. Or if he doesn't get it as a center, we got to figure. So, and you have to change the group. You have to change that core so that next year, game one, are you a better team? Norris healthy, Bernard Docker healthy. That makes them a better team than Cousins Gilbert. The second round pick is a sweetener added, but everybody says the price are so high right now. You should have gotten more from Cousins. I say, well, Brock Nelson, the Islanders got Calum Ritchie and a first, and that's it, right? And the Sabres don't want a prospect and a first. You're not going to get that. Norris and Bernard Docker fit the mold. I'm fine with it. I think that we need a healthy Josh Norris, but you needed to make a move with some of your key guys, and you can't go the other way and say, well, that's not enough. You needed more from Cousins. No, you got a player that's going to be a really good player if he stays healthy.
So what's Paterka's next deal then? And how does that affect the cap for Buffalo's group of forwards?
Paterka's next deal is going to be a big one. And a lot of the trade talk yesterday, what I'm getting, and obviously I'm with some of the insiders here in Darren Dreger, is that there really wasn't anything going on the Rangers, that maybe it was agent-driven. And we all know J.J. Paterka's agent is Alan Walsh. And Alan Walsh likes to do that stuff. And maybe that's to create more of a value to his client, right? But J.J. Paterka will get good money, will get good term. I am not one that's worried about an offer sheet, you know, because the Sabres can say, we're taking J.J. Paterka to arbitration. That takes the offer sheet off the table, and then that gives you time to negotiate, and that guarantees you that he's going to be in there. And even if somebody comes in with an offer sheet, so what, you match it, and you give out draft picks. It doesn't matter. J.J. Paterka is staying in Buffalo. He's performing, and the value, if it's $7 million, $7 million. If it's $6.5 million, $6.5 million. I have zero concerns, zero worries on Paterka.
You don't think – so you don't believe he's in trade spec – like you don't see that?
I don't believe Paterka is in trade talks. I don't believe Tuck is in trade talks. And I know that the value could be there for Tuck, right, in trade talks. It could – but I don't believe those guys are going to be in there. I think that the Sabres may be looking at other pieces, but I don't believe Paterka, Tuck are in trade talks, and maybe I'll be proven wrong. Look, Bakes, I'm proven wrong all the time. So that would just be, you know, an easy Friday for me.
It's going to be interesting what happens with those names that you just mentioned beyond trade deadline day as you continue to reshape the roster and where you have the ability to sell high on an asset versus maybe sell lower. I do agree with you, though. I think that the return that they got with Norris coming in is a heck of a return for an asset that maybe you were selling low on. I mean, not too long ago, this was a top 10 pick in the NHL draft. Yeah. He has a 30-goal season on his resume. I thought that they did very well today. And I think if your only concern about Josh Norris is the health versus maybe a Cousins where you're trying to get him to reclaim his game, I think it's a good trade for both sides. Definitely a good one for Buffalo. But, you know, that's where that second comes into play. You know, what does Ottawa do with that second-round pick down the road? And we won't know that answer for 5-6 years. That's the thing, right?
So it's picks, right? Give your picks away. Vegas, Tampa. Yep. And look, I get it. And the other one, and I'm sure you guys have talked about Jason Zucker. And, you know, again, like, I'm talking to Craig Button here, and Button is like, well, probably could have traded Zucker and signed him in the summertime. That never happens. If you identify Zucker as a guy you want game one next year, and he's willing to stay for a pay cut, he signed a one-year, $5 million deal, and now he's going 2 at 4.75, and he's performed above expectation. I'm like, sign him. That second rounder or third rounder you're going to get for Jason Zucker in a trade, who cares? Sign him, move forward with the piece you want for next year.
Well, not him out of the building. I mean, that experience that he brings to your roster is so valuable, and to get him at less of a number than what he signed for, you're giving Jason 2 years of guaranteed money. That's a pretty good deal for both sides as well. I like it.
Marty, what else is happening amidst your insider peers that could potentially be of interest Buffalo-wise?
Well, the way that the big name is Mikko Rantanen, right? Mm-hmm. And that the word is that Dallas and Carolina have the framework of a deal.
It has but been reported by the other network that the deal is done. Yes.
Yes. But the problem is the signing. So if they're reporting the deal is done, does that mean that Rantanen is signed with Dallas? Because they were saying Dallas wouldn't go a dollar over $12 million a year. And then Rantanen wants 13 plus. That's a big difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So well, if they got it done, then good on them for making that work. And that's a tough go for Eric Tolsky in Carolina because they wanted, you know, they lost a really good player, an Natchez, for Rantanen. And then they got to flip that at the deadline and make that happen.
True, but they could also then flip whatever they're getting in this deal and get, let's say something. It's hard to say anything comparable to Natchez right now because he's just been... He's been top 20 in scoring all year, so it's unlikely that you're going to be able to pry that. But
what would a package look like for Kellen McCarr? You're talking about. Did you watch him last night? Did you watch him last night? I want to know what a package for Kellen McCarr would be right now. Like it's incredible what everybody in Colorado. Natchez goes there, plays with McCarr and McKinnon. It's dynamic. They are a they'll buzz through everybody over there.
Really? Even Dallas now?
Especially. Wouldn't that be great? Colorado, Dallas, like Rantanen. And
seems inevitable.
And it seems inevitable, but I think like Colorado is going to be just jumping at the. It's going to be fun.
They like Brock Nelson more than Rantanen, huh?
I like Brock Nelson more than Rantanen. Well, no, I like Colorado more than Dallas.
Yeah.
It's how quickly can Rantanen get in there and kind of be over the thought of not playing with McKinnon anymore, right? Because I think that was part of what stalled him getting some traction in Carolina. How quickly can he get it going and maybe be inspired? I'm going back to his countrymen, right? He's got Rupe Hintz now with him down there. Like, how quickly can he get in there? Can he get over the Colorado thing? And you get back on track because that's going to be obviously the key for the whole deal, but let alone any Colorado matchup in the playoffs. I love that thought, though, Marty. That's funny bringing those two up because they're probably going to meet. They're stacked.
They are expected to meet for sure. And yes, there's time remaining in the season, but it'll be just, we're almost 2 hours out now from the trade deadline, so we'll see what else falls. Marty, I know you got to get back to it at TSN. Thank you for stopping in. We've got a couple of minutes to go here in the show. Chris Baker from Sabres Prospects is with us, and we'll take a quick break on Sabres Live on WGR, Sports Radio 550, and MSG.